If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. It's 11:38, workout is done, and you're probably wondering, hey, it's mighty late. You've only finished your workout for today. No, this morning I actually spent time answering all the messages on Instagram that I've gotten over the last several days. I answered my emails, reached out to a couple people that I need to get in contact with, and basically scheduled my meetings for the rest of the week. And then I got on the road, so gonna be honest with you, that's what happened. That's how it is. Fighting fires today, I guess, baby. First building we bought, freaking furnace goes out every freaking day. So we have three furnaces on the roof, and basically we fixed one of them over the last week. We fixed it three times. It's a furnace that's in the back space. And now we get a text this morning that the furnace is not working in the front boutique. So going to go fight that fire really, really quick because I got to be at a meeting at 12:30, a meeting in which I forgot my freaking jeans at home. So I'm going to a meeting in sweatpants because I forgot my jeans because I was so focused on getting to the gym and going to fix that furnace that it slipped my mind. So that's going to be fun. So I'll tell you how that goes in a little bit. But yeah, heading to go fix the furnace. When you're fixing furnaces, you got a couple of options, at least for us. Basically, you can go hit the breaker and hope that it relights on the roof. That would be the first thing you should do. Maybe hit that breaker and let it sit for 3 to 5 minutes. Let it do a reset. And then the second thing you probably look at, if it's not turning on at all, and you're turning on at all, go up on the roof and look at your regulator. There's a little regulator on the gas line that will actually allow gas to go in and out of the unit. And we've actually had a problem with these cold temperatures. We've had a problem with the regulators freezing up. So check the regulator. You can always thaw it out by using a heater if you wanted to put a little tarp over the top, or the thing that I use, which is a simple blow dryer, and just put it on and warm that sucker up. So that's the second thing you can look at. Or the third thing is get a professional and he's going to look at the heating coils, he's going to look at the antifreeze, if that's what it is, all that other good stuff. So yeah, going up on the roof. Update: currently working out Lifetime Fitness. Haven't really been here during the day ever for a very long time. And holy crap, did it teach me I need to get in shape. These people are jacked. My gosh. Good for them. A plus. Gonna get in about an hour workout here and then get into the office. Heard some bad news like normal. Another one of our furnaces broke in one of our buildings, so gonna have to figure that out, which is great because we just fixed one. I don't really understand how that works. So yes, quick workout, then we'll keep going on with the day. Pushing 12:20-ish. So in the last 30 minutes, got up on the roof, fixed the old furnace. Great, exciting, done. Have a meeting with the old president of Schwann here at D. Bryan's. So you can see it back there. Oh, that's Caribou, but D. Bryan's is over there. Look at that, I'm in sweatpants. And yes, you see a book. I have about 10 minutes until the meeting. And I have not picked up this book for months because I've been too busy. And I had the option right now to send some emails or actually try to learn something to improve myself as an entrepreneur. And for these 10 minutes of waiting, I will learn something, improve myself as an entrepreneur. I think it's worth it. It's big because this book is pretty much on the startup mind. So it's the idea of you constantly need to innovate if you're going to continue to succeed. The biggest companies in the world fail to continue to innovate, and that's why eventually they will fail. Just sat down with an awesome guy, Tim Koppel, an absolute champ. I don't even know everything that he's done, but he's done a ton. CEO of huge companies, but he's a beast. Asked him a few big questions for us over at GoMahi. We're launching a demo site, and the way I explained it to him is I said that we're launching a dummy down site of what we're launching in June, and he flipped that I use the word dummy down. So not gonna do that anymore. Sorry for the loudness. I'm still in D. Bryant's. I have to hop on a few phone calls here, but he also went into like, you need to make sure you call your site the proof of concept and then really focus on testing it with individuals that will give you solid feedback. But he has a rule of testing it with small, medium, large. So like, for example, with GoMahi, we need to test it with like a mom and pop. We need to test it with a middle company that's doing like $50 to $500 million in revenue. And then we gotta test it with like a huge $1 billion company like a Microsoft. So we see how the functionality changes within every company and we see how they react with our site differently. The second big thing, I'm getting closer to the camera / the phone so you can hear it. Last thing he really brought up that I thought was interesting, I asked him how he recommended reaching out to executives and what information I give them. Do I just only say we need to have an in-person meeting and just push for that in-person meeting? Or do I send them a white paper, more sales data, or ROI returns? Do I show that before we meet? And he said, whatever you do, never show them anything before you meet in person. Because anything you send them, they could get the wrong opinion on it, and then it's real hard as a salesperson to basically fight against that opinion your entire meeting. So do the in-person meeting first, never send them a thing. Even if they ask for the pitch ahead of time, just say that you'll bring it in on a drive, and then do the in-person meeting, and then give them all the information. Sitting down because I got a podcast coming up this evening with a group of my buddies, and we're all entrepreneurs, and we're trying to think through kind of those, or we're just trying to share our journey along the way, really. And maybe someday, if the four of us built a big company together, it'd be worth listening to. I mean, I think it's worth listening to now, but we all try to come up with one question that we want to address this week. And I'm trying to think through what my question would be, and I want to create a question that brings value to our audience. So far, we got questions like, at least this week, we have the questions of, when and how do you decide when it's time to quit / move on to another topic, project, hobby, job, etc. We also have the questions of what is non-negotiable for you and who is your role model in life / business. And I'm trying to think through what would be a really good question that I would like to know. And I think, even though it's cliche, my question might be, what would you say is your biggest weakness? So what would you say is your biggest weakness? And then beyond that, I guess I would ask, do you actively work on improving / fixing your greatest weakness? Or do you avoid it altogether? I guess that was easy. That's what my question is. My question is, what would you say is your biggest weakness? Do you actively work on improving / fixing your greatest weakness, or do you avoid it altogether? And to give you a little sneak peek, I guess, into the Pocket Thoughts podcast that I'll be doing this evening, my biggest weakness, hands down, is definitely choosing to email someone over picking up the phone. And
And I don't know why I have such a huge problem with it when I know I'm gonna get a response quicker if I just make the phone call. But something about not having to call that number and feeling comfortable just typing something up, just, it allows me to, gosh, it almost just, it shelters me from no. Because usually when I'm calling or emailing someone, I'm asking them for something. And something about getting a big no in an email or just not getting a response feels a lot better than calling someone and hearing it to your face. So that's my biggest weakness. I need to start calling instead of emailing. I need to work on in-person meetings instead of sending pitch decks. Entering the bulk of the day, here we got WordPress.com. Be working on the demo site or the proof of concept site for GoMahi.com. It's gonna be a fun couple of days working on basically building the site out to have all the proper links, have all the proper content, and I will be fitting it in wherever I have time over the next probably 5 days. So it could be ready to launch by middle of next week. Because at GoMahi, we actually, our executive group, we get together every month and we focus on creating one major goal that we want to accomplish this month. And if we finish that goal or we accomplish only that one goal, we feel good about what we did. So I hope that made sense because I was kind of blabbering. So I was thinking about an email that just came in and I have to schedule an appointment with this guy because I'm on the board of another real estate company. But really, our goal in February for GoMahi.com is straight up, we get one sale on our demo site by the end of February, which means the actual site needs to be completed so we can actually reach out and have a sale. So my job over the next few days is to get a demo site up through WordPress and make sure it works right. So get ready for the site to change a little bit. If you have been going to GoMahi.com, it's gonna look a little different, hopefully a little better. Just about to start the podcast, pretty excited about that. Amped, it's pretty easy, just putting on these headphones. And as you can see, all you do is you just have the boys on it and it's pretty simple. We'll do an hour podcast here and we'll get that uploaded. It's gonna be sweet. We'll hit all those topics. Maybe I'll touch on a couple of them afterwards. I'm getting a little distracted because I'm listening to them in my ears as well. So one more podcast and then we'll move on. Finish up the podcast. Went all right. I needed to be more engaged. I lacked some of my engagement. I think I'm getting tired, which means mentally I'm just not all with it completely. I'm given more like 80% on these projects when I should be given 100, which means I think I'm missing the wife a little bit. So even though it's 8:30, I think I'm gonna pack up. I'm gonna go home. I'm actually gonna work a little bit from home, but I'm gonna work with her so it actually feels like I'm with her, because that actually gives me a little more energy, which is nice. Tonight, I'm not gonna pull out the phone and video what I'm doing, but I am gonna work on uploading some daily vlogs, podcasts for all of you. I've got stuff recorded for about the last 6 days. I just need to put it together and edit it for you. And I hope you liked this new version of the daily update. I think I'm gonna commit to this version a little bit more because I'm hoping it actually holds me more accountable. So we'll see you tomorrow.